Rashi says, "Bishloime ksid." There's a pasuk by Shloime. So makish nogid litzadik. You make a hekeshia of nogid litzadik. Mat sadik mach tzaloi or mach tzaliyachiv. Just like by sadik means the kohen gadol. He gets half and his brothers get half. Af nogid, the same way the nogid means the king. Mach tzaloi or mach tzaliyachiv. He gets half and his brothers get half. If it's sadik gufim nol, how do we know the kohen gadol gets half? The tani went like this. Rabbi Yoiner. Rabbi says the pasuk says. For hoysa li Aaron ulebonav, it should be to Aaron and to his children that the matonis they gave. Rashi says v'lechem aponim, so it's going on lechem aponim. On lechem aponim should be half and half. Voice li Aaron ulebonav. The vidashin machso li Aaron and machso lebonav. Half goes to Aaron, half goes to his children. That's how we know a king also gets 50% of the booty they got from the war. How the Mishnah says lo yarbo lo noshim, a king cannot marry too many wives. El Shemayin Asari, if you only marry 18. Reb Yudu Vayne, Mar Behulay, no, he can marry as many as he wants. Obavach Shloyeh, Masiris as Liboy. You have to make sure you take good wives that they should not turn your heart away from Hashem to do the Avodah. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Shimon Aymer, Afilo Achas, even if you want to marry one, Afilo Achas, O Masiris Liboy, if you take away your heart, Harezah Lo Yisienu, you're not allowed to marry you. So Pshita. So Avadi can't marry ladies that will take you away from Avodas Hashem. In came if so, Loma Nema Liyarba Lenoshim, why does the Pasuk say that the Melech should not have too many wives? So Rabbi Shimon says it means the Afilu Kavigayel, even a Tzadikus, the Avigayel still you should not have more than 18 wives. That's Rabbi Shimon's pshat. And if you just hold no, that you're allowed to marry as many as you want. It just means you have to be careful they should not take you away, take your lady away from doing the Avodas Hashem. So Mar says, Lememru, what comes out from our Mishnah? Then Lememru, you want to tell me to have Yehuda Darish time of the Kruah. The Pasuk says, Le Yarvi, shouldn't have too many wives. So Yehuda is darshaning and saying, you know what the Pasuk means? Because they're going to take your mind away from Hashem. But if you know you get some good ladies, then you're allowed to marry as many as you want. That's called Yudarshan time of the Kruah. You say the reason of the Pasuk, and therefore the locker changes. And Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, Lloyd Doris time of the Kruah, he is not dashing the reason of the Pasuk, but rather saying when the Pasuk says La Yarb, it means he can't have more than 18, even though the rule is Tzadikus. So, Chura, for the Gemara, we always learn just the opposite. For the Gemara, Ibcha Sheminulu, and the rest of Shas is always just the opposite. It's always Rabbi Shimon is the one that dashes time of the Kruah. The Tanya we learn like this. The Pasuk says Almona, that Yeruch is now going to take a mashkin from an almona, from a widow, even though she owes you money, you're not allowed to take away a mashkin, a pledge from her. So, almona ben she aniya, whether she's poor, ben she ashira, whether she's rich. Aim a mashkin noisa, you can't take a mashkin from her. Shenema the Pasuk says, lo yisachbol deger almona divra Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda dachshon the Pasuk kitshutai. The Pasuk says, lo yachbol, doesn't make a difference whether she's rich or whether she's poor, you're not allowed to take away a pledge from her. However, Rabbi Shimon I know. Rabbi Shimon dashin is the reason of the pasuk, and therefore there's a difference la locha. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Ashira Mamashkin Oisa, if she's rich, she doesn't need her blanket, you'll have to take it away from Mashkin. But Aniya, a poor one that needs a blanket back every night, ain't Mamashkin Oisa. She, you can't take a Mashkin from her. Why? Because Viyata Chayav Lehaftilo, because since she's poor, she needs a blanket every night. So if you take it for a pledge by daytime, you're going to have to return it every night. The Yata Masiya Shem Rabbish Kinasel. You're going to give her a bad name by her neighbors. Like you're going to be ruggled coming in there every night. People start talking about her. That's why you can't take a mashkin from a poor one. Mashenke by Ashira, by a rich one, you're allowed to. Rashi says, Lefi Shem, the Tzrichli, Esaksus, Lass, Lebelaila. She has 25 blankets, so she doesn't need this one. So therefore, Shimon holds, you're allowed to take a mashkin from a rich almana. The Yamrin and the Gemara explains, my come, what does he mean to say? Hochi come, this is what Rashi meant to say. Mitoich sha'atam a mashkino, atochayev lahachtalo. If you take a mashkin, a pledge away from a poor almono, you're going to have to return it to her every night. V'yatam asiyah shem rabishkino seho. And therefore, by you going to her every night, you give her a bad name. People start talking about her that she has somebody coming to her. So what do we see from here? Almo Rabbi Yehuda loydorish time with the crew. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't ask in any reasons over here. The pasuk says tam. You can't take a mashkin from an amona. It doesn't make a difference whether she's rich or poor. Mashenkin, Rabbi Shimon, the Dorish, time of the Kruah. Rabbi Shimon, yeah, Dash is the time of the Kruah. And therefore, the reason is, of course, you're going to give her a bad name. That's only by a poor one that you have to return it to her. But
But if she's rich, you don't have to return it to her, then it's okay. So who you see, Rabbi Shimon is the one that darshan. So why now Mishnah is just the opposite? Smurah says true. I tell you that the Alma usually all over. Rabbi Yehuda loy darish time with the crow. Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan time with the crow. And therefore it's good the loch of a mashkin. But why now Mishnah here? The shani hocha. And our Mishnah is different by a melech to meforish time with the crow. That the pasuk itself explains the reason. That's why he says the reason over here. In other words, my tam layarbala noshim, the pasuk says that clearly in the Devarim. What's the reason why a king should not have too many wives? Mishum the layosel of avoy. Next pasuk later says he should not take away his heart. So here the pasuk says clearly what the reason is. That's why Rabbi Yehuda darshan's over here. But other places the Torah does not say the reason is that he does not darshan. And Rabbi Shimon is just the opposite. For Rabbi Shimon, Amalek of Shimon says to himself like, Michti, let's see. The Alma dashin the time of the crow. Rabbi Shimon's Kabbalah was that in the Chumash and the Halachas, you allow to dashin the time of the crow. When the Torah says something, I'm allowed to say a reason why the Torah said this way, and therefore the Halachas are different. If that's his Kabbalah, Rabbi Shimon, him came, if so, licht of crow layarbal and oshim, valishtoik. The Torah just should have kept quiet. The just should have said, don't marry too many wives. And the Yano Amin, I would have known myself. Like, since that's of Shimon's Kabbalah, that we have a right to darshan time of the crow, I would have said myself what the reason is. Since so I have a kasha. My tam lo yam, I would have said myself, my tam lo yam b'mishum de lo yosir. If so, lo yosir lomali. What does the pasuk have to say here? Lo yosir, like an extra pasuk. Therefore, only over here does Rabbi Shimon say that here the pasuk means to say, afilo achas u'mesiris levavoy harez lo yasiyenu. The pasuk means to tell you that there's two parts to it. Lo yarbala noshim mistam, mashmi, even good wives. But if you have a bad wife, even one of them you shouldn't take, in order that she should not take away your husband, Avodas Hashem. If so, elamani mekayim lo yarba. So if the pasuk of lo yosir is telling me, even one bad wife he can't take, so what's the pasuk telling me? Lo yarba. So it means to say, the afilo kavigayel, even a tzadeket lavigayel, still the king should not have more than 18 wives. That's what here Rabbi Shimon like does not dash the time of the crow because the pasuk is extra of lo yosir. Therefore, dash of lo yosir even one the bad wife, and the pasuk of lo yarba means even good wife. But our kol parumor says now hani shemay na sarim noam. How do we know this Indian of 18 wives? Rabbi Shimon says he can't marry more than 18. Where do we get 18 from? Yesu the pasuk says vayivoldu le David bonim bechevron, was born to David children in Chevron, vi bechorei amnoin liachinoyim. He has Bechor from Amnon, that wife was Bechor Amnon was from Achinoim. Hi Israel. Or Meshinayo, the second Bechor he had, Kolev Lavigayim. He had Kolev from his wife Abigayim. Eshes Novel HaKarmi, at first she was the wife of Novel HaKarmi. The Ashkisi, who was David's third Bechor? Avshalom ben Macha. He was from his wife Macha. Revi, David's fourth Bechor, Adoniyo ben Chogis, from his wife Chogis. Vachamishi is 51. Shvatayim ben Avitol. The Ashishi, the sixth one, was Yisroim Liegla. Esh is David. Eilu Yolad L'David V'Chevron. These are the wives that gave birth to David in Chevron. Okamalei Novi, the Novi says like this. Im'at v'yosif l'cho keheno keheno. It says I could add on to this twice as much. Keheno like this, keheno again like this. So dash one like this. Keheno shish, you could have another six wives. Or keheno shish and another six wives. So together, the Hevelu, Tim, they started, that's how you get 18. The pasuk says, V'matva, Sislocho, Kehena, V'Kehena. I can add on like this and like this. So Mashmi had six first, the pasuk says. Now the pasuk says he has a right to add on, Kehena, V'Kehena. That means another 2 times 6. So that's 12, and the first 6 and 6 is 18. That's how you could have 18 wives. Maskev la Ravina. Ravina's question now, what he dashing this way? Amen, why do I say like this? Kohena tati sari. First, the apostle says true. You could marry another set like this. No, there's another six, and add 12 wives. And now when the apostle says, Kohena, maybe it means another set of 12. Maybe it means. Eskim v'yabo, and then together you could have 24 wives. Maybe the second of Kohena means, after you have 12 wives, you could have another 12 wives. How do we know only another six? Maybe another 12. And what's the cycle true? Tani nam yachav, we don't like this. It's a sheet like this. Tanya Namihochi, Lo Yarba Lo Noshim. A Melech cannot have too many wives. Yoisim Yestrim V'Yaboy cannot have more than 24. You see, we do dash in this way. 24 is the number he could have. Tomorrow says like this, I'm not going to but Laman, the Darvish Vov, our boy is Shemayin Hevi. And if the Darshin Vov, it should even be 48. Rashi says, Laman, the Darvish Vov, Rebbe Akiva, but Dalad Mises Bezdin. Yishmol Achai, Basel, Basel, Nidarish, Hidashin, the Vov, that says, Koheno, Vik Koheno, means like another double. So 24, twice, two times 24 is 48. So according to this man, Yamatak, it's 48 wives he's allowed to have. And true, Tanya Nam Yochav, we learn like there's a shita like this. Tanya Nam, we learn like this also. When the Pasuk says, L'yarba L'noshim, a king cannot have too many wives. So we dash in, it means, Yoyser Me'yaboyim Mishmeina. It means he can't have more than 48, but up until 48 he's allowed to. The Tanya is done for the Mavatra, now a Tanya that says only 18. My time, what's the reason he only dash in Kehena? But Kehena means 6 and another 6. That's 3 times ticked only 18. Omarav, Kahan, Omarav, Amrav Tana that Makish Kahan Kahena Basra Lakena Kama. He learns the svar to make Hekish the second word Kahena to the first word Kahena. Ma Kahena Kama Shis. Just like the first time it says he can marry another set of six. Av Kahena Basra Shis. The second Kahena also means another six. So together you have 18. But the Marva have a Michal, I also had Michal. What happened to her? Amrav, Amrav Eglazu Michal. His wife Egla, that was Michal. But it was the same lady. Why was the name called Egla? She was like loved by David, like an egg, like a calf, just like a mother loves a calf. Looks like he loved her very much. But the Lord Mihev, Michal Beni, is it true that according to this, that Michal was Egla? That she had a Bechor, she had a son. Is it true that Michal had any children? I look at the Pasuk says, L'michal Bashar L'hoyla Vlad. Ad Yoy Moshe, she didn't have any children, so she died. So one shot is Amr of Chizda Ad Yoy Moshe Lohayala Lohayala. But the Yoy Moshe Lohayala, the day she died, like she gave birth that day, and then she died. Therefore, she had at least one. For the Mar Michti, Bonim. Yes, Michti. Bonim Hechik Chashim Lovich Evroin, Vilo Moshe de Michal, Pushlaim Hevi. Like here it says what the children had in Hevroin, and Michal first happened in Yushalayim. That Michal took away the mitzvah fosei. She took back her punishment. Rashi says, "V'yomarav shakle Michal mitzvah fosei." She took back her punishment. I mean, zeh hoye perun. That was a punishment. Chatoso. The fact that she was making fun of David now, because of that, she didn't have any children. From then on, she didn't have any children. Another terrorist. It only says from now on she didn't have any children. But it could be before that she did have children. So maybe before she came to Yerushalayim, she had children. And the prophet before says she had a child in Hebron. Maybe there's no kasha. And let me write like this. Ad oisay maisa hoyolo. Before this maisa would happen to Yishlayim, when David was dancing and singing that she was making fun of him, before that she did have children. Mikan vielach lo hoyolo. But from this maisa onwards, then she had no children until she died. Ivok said the pasuk says, Yiger David oid telegish, telegshim venoshim, Yishlayim. I said he took more wives than Yishlayim. Chur is more than 18 altogether. Tomorrow says, no, I tell you, lemlu yishmoin esa. This was only to make the number of 18. Like before, he only had 6. And now the pasuk is saying he had more. He could take another 12. And therefore, he had 18 altogether. Yeah. For the Gemara, my noshim or my pelakshim, what's the tool to show that he took wives and he took pelakshim? What's the difference between a isha as a wife and a pelagish? Omrav Yudam Arav. Noshim b'ksuba b'kedushin. The regular wives is you marry and you make kedushin and you machai yourself to give her ksuba. Pilakshim b'loy ksuba b'loy kedushin. A pilagish is a wife you have without kedushin and without ksuba. Omer Rav Yudam Arav. Arba meyos yilodim hoylul David. David had 400 children. David HaMelech had. V'kulam b'nei yafas toyer hoyu. And all of them were b'nei yafas toyer. They were all beautiful, beautiful wives. Shashi yafas toyer. Hanishpit b'mechama. They were captured by the mechama. That he saw and captured. Like they were all sixes. They were captured in the Muhammad, and he married them. or Megadle Belorius, and all his children, 400 of them, had a special haircut. The Kulam Yoshvim Bekorin Shozov, and they're all sitting in the corners, take care of the gold. Or Mahalchim Beroshe Geist, I saw you. And they were the ones that took care of his army. They were the head of the army. The Haim Hoyu Bali Agrufim Shobez David. Those were the tough people of Beis David. Those were the 400 children he had, and they took care of his army. All right, turn over. The Amr of Yehuda Amarav. Tamar was also Bas Yefei Toyer Hoysa. She was also a daughter from her mother, was Yefas Toyer, that they caught her in the Muhammad. Shem the Apostle says, V'yata Dabener Lamelech, go speak to the king. He won't hold me back from you. Yeah, even though there were sisters here. Now, vi sakadaitach, bas nesuyin hevei, that Tamar, his mother, was really married to David. If so, achtei mi hevi sharilei, was a question of a brother and a sister here. Well, David HaMelech let her go to a brother, how could that be? And the other brother said, speak to your father, he'll let me live with you. So Elish Mamina Bas Yefas Toyer Hoysa. At the Maisa, she was Yefas Toyer. Therefore, did not have a locha of a ben, or of a brother. Therefore, she was Mutter. Now, for the Maisa, Amnon Ra, Lamna was bad, Ushma Yenodov Ben Shimi, Achai David, the Ish Chacham. Amra, what? Yeah. Yeah, Lamnon Ra, right. He had a friend, right? Amnon, right. His friend was Lamnon Ra, he had a friend. Ushma Yenodov Ben Shimo, Achai David. Bahoye Ish Chacham is a wise man. Amra Yudah Marav, Ish Chacham Lerushoy. He was a wise man, but he gave him bad advice. He was a wise Adu Ra. That this was Amnon, that he wanted to marry his sister Tamar. But Yemri said, Madu ata kocho dal ben hamelech, that his friend went over to Amnon and said, why do you look so bad? You're the son of a king. But Yemri said to him, Yenodov, shochev al mishkovcho v'ischel, al v'yoskel l'eni esabriya. There was a mice towards the idea that Amnon felt very bad because he wanted to live with his sister. So it says, he gave him an eitzah and said, play as if you're sick, and you'll say you need somebody to help you. V'atikuch ha-mishros v'atitzak l'fonov. And Mel, then your sister Thomas will have to come and help you out and give you what to eat. Amr Rav Yehuda Marav, Shosas Oloi Minei Tigun. She made for him fried fish, fried stuff. But and then what happened was, when she went into him and they were alone, so Amnon lived with Thomas. And after the Mice it says, Vayisna Amnon Sinigadei Lamiyoid. After this, then it says that Amnon changed his mind and he began to hate Thomas. He didn't want to stay married to her. He hated her. My time, what's the reason? How come after the bee he lived with her one time, did he come to hate her? Rav Yitzchak Neima Koshrolo. She had a hair tied up there. V'yotzak Kruf Shivcha. And when he went into her, he hurt himself there. He became a Kruf Shivcha. Fred Yomar V'chinik Shrolai Iyi. My Avda. Like, did she do it? And something happened by itself? So why should he get angry at her? It was like his fault. Elaim, what you have to say is Koshrolai name of Yotzak Kruf Shivcha. No, she did it on purpose. She tied a hair there that he should become a Kruf Shivcha. After that, he became to hate it. He hated her. The Ma'ani is not true, but Doris Rav Dashin, might have said, what the Pasuk say? For Yitzlach Hashem Bagoyim, Yafiyachio, to come out name in the Goyim, your beauty, Shein Lehem Levnois Yisrael, Loi Shah Beis Hashechi, Voloi Beis Erva. That by the Jews, it's a beautiful Shemach, they don't have that much hair there, under the arms, or by the Beis Erva. So she couldn't have made him into a Kruf Shuvcha. So it says, Shani Tomor, Debas Yafas Toyer Heavy. That no, Tamar was the daughter of Yefas Toyer. The Rashi explains, even though the mother later was Mizgayer, for the time when she was born, the mother was not Mizgayer completely. Therefore, really she was mutter to a brother, Amnon, because she was first Mizgayer after he was born. So when they were born, she was still a guy. Therefore, the Mizgayer later, Tamikra didn't have mutter to one another. But since she was from the daughter of Yefas Toyer, she was like from a ger, therefore she had a lot of hair. But it then says, Vatikach Tomer Efer Aroshia. She put ashes on top of her head. Yes, Kusaina Sapasa Mashir Lehel Kara. And she ripped her clothing she was wearing. So Tony went like this. Tony Mishmed Rabbi Yehuda. Ben Korcho. That Geder Godo Godo Tomer Yehuda Shur. Tava made a tremendous gather, like a siyag, for everybody. Rashi said, "Bitmoso." This actually started to cry. The tzoko started to scream out. The noagata vizoyin nosu shan nosim kavuchem biyatzmon ma b'nois lochem irotukos there that yotes lachas kama v'kama. Rashi showed the gather that people should be careful, watch out, don't let somebody be honest to you. That madach here happened to a bas melech, and she had such a vizoyin from it. So other people also stay away from this thing. Is Omru Livnois Malochin. The Gemara says, if people say, if this would happen to the daughter of a king, Kach Livnois said, Yertis Lachos Kama Vakama. In Litznius Kach, if this happened to a lady that was a Tsenua, Leprutza Lachos Kama Vakama. The people that are Prutzas, for sure, that have to watch out. She was like a gedder here. She showed people, watch out, be careful, and don't let people be honest to you. So she showed that her was so terrible, she started to scream and rip the clothing to make herself look like an ovum, that people should look how disgusting this is. Amrav Yudam Arav. The Yoyster Shur at this time, Gozru, the Chacham at that time, made Gzera. Yet this nice of Amnon and Tamar, they saw the way his sister and brother, that the brother went to live with them, they made an Issa.